What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages? Will Hayes, the habitual line stepper from The Smoke here. I just want to let you know about a dope podcast that we here at The Smoke have been listening to. It's called The Non-Experts Podcast, hosted by Romero and Chris. Basically, two dudes who have absolutely zero business telling other people what they think. But thank goodness that they do, because we get a fantastic journey into the nonsensical, the bizarre, and the funny side of popular culture. Definitely a podcast that we over here have been enjoying, especially the This Week in Florida segment, where they just take a headline from a Florida newspaper and they comment on it. And you know Florida, crazy as hell, something in their water. These two dudes from the Non-Experts Podcast, crazy as hell too. Funny as motherfucker too. The Non-Experts Podcast is on all your streaming platforms. I hope you enjoy it when you listen to them. Tell them that The Smoke sent you. We out you.
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Where the hustlers at? Where the hustlers at? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast and the most hated reviews. No, I'm just joking. Like we had one bad review. But anyways,
yeah, but nigga, nigga didn't know what he was talking about.
No, he didn't. And he wasn't like... I want to read these. I'm going to go back on the YouTube and read these.
Oh, shit.
That one that talked about our subscribers that got me.
That was why I was like, well, one was kind of savage.
That kind of hit me. It's like, no wonder. Anyways, I want all the smoke.
Yep.
And without any further ado.
What up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. Tinfoil Hat T, a.k.a. Big E. I only been there once, but they already call you man Mr. Vegas.
No, 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 no. Killing with your nose.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy. A.K.A. Money Making Mitch, A.K.A. Trinitron Don, A.K.A. Swing Low. Sweet Cherry.
I feel like I'm going to make her sit like right in front of you when we do this from the pad.
Yeah. Four cam, nigga. What? Oh, wait. Oh, that's supposed to be punishment.
You're going
to
get yourself in so much trouble.
Well, fuck, I can't let you win.
You're
going
to get yourself like
I can't let you win.
I have to, though. All I do is win, 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 no
matter
what.
All I
got to
say is one thing. Bloodkini.
Bloodkini?
Yeah, it gets me out of anything, kid.
What is Bloodkini?
You don't even need to know. All you need to know is whatever this nigga says, all I got to follow it up with is Bloodkini.
With who?
I'm just saying. You said I was going to get in trouble, and I'm telling you my
if
new safe
word. If you say
blood,
that's your safe word?
That's the safe word. I kind of explained to you why, but Bloodkini. I don't like to say it on the air.
We got to do this off air. Bloodkini. We got to do that off air. Like, that threw me all the way off.
Hey, that's what I do.
So what point in the show are we at right now?
Oh, yeah. Cheria.
Oh, I'm not supposed to clap that first
time. You're a nigger.
AKA 2 years older, two years wiser, AKA Greasy E.
Cruising down the street in my 6'5".
This nigga's like, why don't you ever let me do Max? Then he fucks up.
Let's stop.
What?
I really feel like just starting the whole show over again.
Why?
First of all, I don't even sound like, do I sound like that?
Well, after the sigh, your voice definitely changes.
When was last time I sighed?
I guarantee after the sigh, you're annoying as fuck, nigga. I promise you. I promise you. Ah, shit. All right. Are we running this over? Or are we just going to keep going?
No, I ain't going to run it over.
I don't want to hear it again. Yeah,
no, I don't. And you, like, I broke the third wall and you brought it back in. You broke the fourth.
AKA 4 cam.
You got a lot of cams, nigga.
Bringing you that dimension. AKA bringing you that 4D. Bringing you that 4D, nigga.
Dog, I don't know what to. I don't know what to push on the soundboard. That's not the point. I don't know what to do on the mic. Use a 4-cam. I don't even know what my backs are on the 4-cam. And then
I got like, sound effect could be like 4-cam, bringing you that 4D, and then.
No.
Why?
I'm not even looking that up. I'm not even looking that up. I'm not looking that sound up.
I will send you the file.
You have a file? Well, you have a file?
I'll make one tonight. It'll be authentic.
Yo, babe.
Yo, babe. Exactly. Why I gotta be like bucking out of control, nigga? I got control with it.
This is the best one I can get. What the fuck?
No, absolutely not. More like,
get the phone at my face. Get the phone at my face, nigga.
AKA 4-cam bringing you that 4D. Exactly. AKA where do we at? AKA the nigga that bring the bottle.
Bring the bottle.
The nigga that lead the bottle. Reppin' that smoke my steak to the line straight. Run up, get done up, nigga. Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga.
Homeschooling and shit, getting him a good job, and he goes to school and plays football and all that shit, and he doesn't give you shit, and his stepdaddy gets a new house with your with your ex-wife, and we all ballin', and he take my last name, nigga.
Yeah, all of that. Came from. All of that.
I'm using the wrong mouse.
Yeah, no doubt. And who you got am me too I early? Chilling I don't with know, today,
nigga. It's this, too early.
This early Saturday when we killing this Appleton, who am I chilling with?
It's your boy, the habitual line stepper, Willie Kamosi.
Murderer.
AKA the aristocrat, because we're drinking with the pinkies up.
Kinkies up. Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
My kinky all the
way. Just wait till you get that sound effect. You know, kinkies will be right in that shit.
Extra kinkies. Nigga, sip it.
I did. I'll take another one.
Yo, the look in your face was.
Nah, man, I did.
Don't you ever call me out. All right. AKA the mayor.
Hear ye,
the ombudsman.
Town court is in session.
The city town crier.
Hear ye. No, I'm just playing.
The Presbyterian.
Redcoats are coming.
The tucking in my shirt on a Borat show.
Yes. I don't even know what Borat does, how he sounds.
Yeah, me neither. I wasn't expecting a Borat.
Oh, okay. No.
That's
trust me.
Illuminati Giuliani. The truth is out there, but keep it in here. You don't watch Borat, do you?
I do not.
No.
I don't watch dumb shit.
I don't watch dumb shit, but there's dumb shit that I like. But sorry. Borat's dumb.
Okay, no, I don't watch dumb shit as in like I don't seek it out unless I'm bored or someone tells me. Like, I liked, keep going for a second. What was dumb? There was something dumb I liked recently.
AKA my mom.
There was something dumb I liked recently. I'm just trying
what
to
was her name?
Nah.
What was her name, nigga?
It was a show, and I was just like, dumb shit, and I thought it was funny.
You know what's, okay, hold on, we're gonna do this. AKA my mouth is a crisp, but my tongue is a blessing, the shorty acts up, I'm gonna teach her a lesson, the silver tongue gorilla.
Rah, rah.
AKA.
Beware of the ramshacks.
The last Boy Scout. Motherfucking.
Horse here.
Oh, yeah. I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some horse.
Yeah, so I just.
Will Hover's witness. Oh, that one hurt to miss. I hurt to miss that one.
Amen. AKA, hallelujah.
Call me Mr. Chimney.
Because I bring the smoke in many flavors, even Young if I miss the strawberry.
God damn it.
Young Shisha. Harry Hookah.
Yeah.
How you doing, fam?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Having a good week.
Is it just me, or does it feel like we've been separated for more than a week? Or is it just that my week has been extra, extra?
It feels a little long. The week was kind of average. I was a little bit busy, so.
Yeah.
Time did fly away from me. And then last night I had something to do late, and I was up till 4 and shit.
In the morning?
Like I was 20. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I was 20 and shit, except in the morning?
For real?
That's when we, like, that was prime chill time.
Yeah, you didn't nap in
now
between?
Now you're just, like, in the way you said it was perfect.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I woke up, I don't know why. My window was wide open, the fan was on, and for whatever reason, it was hot. It was hot to the point where I'm like, all right, I died in my sleep.
You're just like,
and I'm in my eternal resting place. It's that hot.
How? What? It hasn't even been hot.
That's my point. I don't know why it's been so hot, but for whatever reason, the complex where my apartment, so our apartments are that floor.
Yeah.
We got none of the fucking circulation on that side.
Oh, I know. I know some of them places where it's like you almost could feel the where the wind stops, like in the doorway. And you're like, what? But it's weird. It's
it doesn't even match the laws of physics. But so I went and got some water and stuff like that. And I came back and I looked at the my phone for the time. It was like 5:06. I'm like, this is stupid. This is not like, but then I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, there's been times in my life where I didn't lay my head down.
No.
Till 5:06.
Yeah, like, and plenty
I couldn't comprehend that shit. And you was up till 4 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. Cause I did shit. Mm-hmm. I had a bunch of shit to do. And then before you knew it, it was like 1:32. And, but what I did woke me up. Yeah, so then me and Shorty, like, killed about half a bottle of Ciroc.
At 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Hold on for a second. Listen, I want you to do me a favor.
Well, from 2, because when I finished at 2.
Right.
So we were kind of drinking all through the activity. So then we, but then we finished the bottle.
What was this activity? No on-air shit?
No on-air shit.
I want you to do me a favor, though.
Yeah.
Because last night, Shorty and I started watching Untouchables, and there's a, this is crazy.
Okay.
And it tripped me out. There's something we're going to talk about later on this episode.
Sound good.
From one of the cast of Untouchables. We're watching Untouchables. 9:45 comes around, and our old dad, I look at her, she looks at me, and she's like, yeah, but let's go lay down.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I was up at 5:06, because I fell asleep before 10. Because you went to be
there, like, yeah, exactly.
Like, I had nothing to do. We're chilling. I'm not partying. I'm not doing this, that, and the third. I had a couple of drinks after supper.
Yeah.
Shawarma King. The platter. Yeah, you know how the platters get you.
Yeah, the platter. Did you finish it?
Because
if you don't two eat it, you get an itis for sure. Yeah,
I couldn't finish it, but I ate like
95%
of it.
Like scraps was left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to those platters, when you're hungry, guy, just the like potato with that fucking mayo shit they fucking dollop mayo on.
And then, did you say dollop, nigga? You
dollop.
Hello Fresh too much.
Hey, man, that's what it is.
But, and it's like $1.50 or $2 more than a doner or a shawarma or a wrap. Yeah. But it fills you all the way to fuck, and it's so good.
I know, the flavor, just, I actually even like the veggies in it, like just those veggie bites with all, it's a good flavor, man.
It's
good
beautiful
flavor.
But speaking of dumb shit,
mm-hmm,
let's get past that. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but speaking of dumb shit and stuff we don't watch, because you were saying there's a show that you, did you remember the show?
No, I can't recall.
Okay, there's
but I have like dumb shit. Absolutely.
Oh, most definitely. That watch, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't, so at this age, well, I mean, most ages, I don't fuck with the Jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with the Borats. I don't fuck with the, what was the other one that he did? Not Borat, but the other guy, Bruno.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that extra shit, you know what I'm saying? But some dumb shit comedy that I like, Jan Arden, okay?
Okay.
So remember Jan Arden.
Uh-huh.
She's Canadian. She's Calgarian, actually.
I remember that.
She has a show called Jan.
Okay.
And because
like a sitcom?
Yeah. But it's not it's sitcom but not live action. So it's like
No, I don't think they do that anymore.
Not live action, sorry. It is live action. It's not cartoons. It's live action. Not,
No, I meant live studio audience. I don't even think they do that anymore.
I think the Conners still does it.
Does it? And like it's got to be few and far between.
Oh yeah. I think Big Bang Theory was the last one that we watched that was still like static.
Yeah.
The static cam. I watched, so there's nothing on one night, and me and Star were sitting, we just finished a Hello Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Bubba was in the bath and we're watching, and I'm like, oh, just watch Jan.
Bubba B?
No. I call my daughter Bubba.
Oh, okay. Well, give context, nigga. I was like, Bubba B? How'd this nigga get invited over for a bath? I ain't even been to the spot. This nigga bathing.
But you've been invited.
Yeah.
A couple of times. Didn't you miss my birthday?
I didn't miss it. I was told about it like a day before it.
She's horrible at organizing shit.
But I mean, it was a surprise.
So. It was. But anyways, my daughter was in the bath. Mm-hmm. So we're flipping through shit to watch. And then we jumped on Jan. It's dumb. It's not dumb. It's smart comedy.
Okay.
But it's foolish.
Just a dumb show.
It's foolish. It's extremely foolish. But it's funny as fuck. So I'm putting that out there. Jan Arden.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't know. And it's like, Did you know Jan Arden likes girls?
Yeah, actually, I think I did know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I think I did know that.
Is it weird that I thought that was cool?
Not really.
Okay, cool. Because it's like, right. not that I thought it was cool. You know how niggas say that's cool?
Yeah.
And niggas just like, oh, that's cool.
Like, you're cool, rubbing your hands together with gold tooth. No,
I was just like, yo, that's kind of dope.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then I felt bad. I'm like, oh, I should just be nonchalant about it. Like, when a dude kisses a girl,
yeah,
I should be just as, I see a dude kissing a girl, I'm like, eh, okay, cool. Like, I don't even think about it.
Yeah, because it's a dude.
Right, so you're if I see a girl kissing a girl.
Double the excitement.
Not even the, well, it's, my dick don't get hard watching Jan Arden show, fam.
Double the titillation.
I don't get titillated.
I think we should look up the definition before you say you don't get titillated.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
And then I was like, it don't sound like what I was doing.
These people get their senses titillated. It doesn't mean.
Oh, I didn't have anything. So my senses didn't move from where they were.
I know. That doesn't mean your senses jump, nigga. It just means that.
You got the whole extra Chromebook fucking NFL series in front of you.
The NFL series.
Have you seen it?
No.
So I saw the NFL series a couple years ago, and Microsoft put out ones for each team. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I need to have this. I didn't need to have it, but I wanted to have it.
Yeah.
And it was like $1,300 or $1,500 or something like that. And I'm like, I do not like the Raiders that much.
I think you do.
For $1,500?
I think if Gruden would have come through a little better on the season, you'd have had that motherfucker. Because you love gadgets, nigga.
Yeah.
You'd have bought it.
So, but at the end of the day, Gruden hasn't come through on shit. Anyways, my whole point is the Jan Arden show.
The definition of titillate, I guess, touch a body part lightly as to excite the surface nerves and cause uneasiness, laughter, or spasmodic movements.
Spasmodic or spasmatic? This nigga hit with me the Quebec.
What do you say? It's spasmodic.
It's
nigga.
Spasmodic. Is it an A or an O?
An O.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
You ain't got to say it like that.
Well, fuck, if I say it, then
you ain't
gotta
say
it.
You ain't got to
do
it.
When I say things.
Yeah. You ain't got to do all that.
Okay, why did I go from 2 to 10?
I was like, I don't know. You tell
like,
me.
No. I was like,
you
yeah.
tell me, nigga.
You're definitely.
No. You went from 2 to 10 on your own. No. I just reflect that shit as a mirror.
Anyways, spasmodic, not spasmatic. I'm gonna look up the difference for your ass.
Okay, I don't want to know the difference.
Too late.
I don't care. But my whole point is, you're still looking up the difference. My point is, Jan Arden. We're not getting paid for this shit at the end of the day. But I really feel like Jan is a funny-ass fucking show. Mm-hmm. It's extremely entertaining. And it kind of gives you a little bit of pride being a Calgarian. Well, you're not a Calgarian. You're a Torontonian removed.
By now, I'm pretty much.
Yeah, you know how you have cut scenes and shit? Like the cut to the next scene?
Yeah.
Well, they'll cut to the next scene. They'll be like, oh, you'll see the Calgary skyline or the C-Train, da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on CTV, not CBC. So, you know, people are watching it.
Okay.
And, yeah, not a diss to CBC, but have you ever watched anything on the CBC?
Not really.
Exactly. But I thought it was dope. So, shout out to Jan Arden. Thank you very much for putting our city on blast. And your show is funny as fuck. And if you want to preview some podcasters in your shit, holla at me.
Yeah, do it. If you ever
my
like
girl
a
likes
podcast
girls too,
scene
well,
where, yeah, that'd be good. That'd be dope. That'd be dope. What? What'd I do? I don't even know why you're laughing. What did I do?
So, are we going to get into any
this
story?
This nigga's like...
No, because...
Is it
because
my lips were dry?
I don't know, nigga.
I don't know. This guy is too much right now.
I don't know, Gabe. Before we get into the story,
nigga wet up his lips and yeah. What's up?
Did I wet my lips?
No, I did, and that's what made you laugh.
No, but no. shout out to the Step Brothers Pod.
Yeah,
one of my favorite podcasts. I think they launch every Tuesday, every Monday or Tuesday.
Nice.
Out of SoCal, that's Southern California for your uneducated
bastards.
Step Brothers Pods. Step Brothers, like brother, spell it BROTHAS. They're available on all streaming platforms, and that is another one of our favorite podcasts. I listen to them every week.
Nice.
They're funny as fuck.
From the episodes I've listened to, definitely funny. I don't get to listen to every single one, yeah. But
you don't even listen to every single one of ours, so I wouldn't expect you. Well, like if you listen to every single,
I heard it when I did it. Like, just calm down.
All right. Are we gonna? I don't even know how much time we've been using. No COVID. Are we gonna jump into
Weedvid?
We have a topic, nigga. Anything.
Yeah. What do you want to start with?
Yeah. We'll start with you.
Okay.
Pick one, nigga.
All right. Rest in peace, Sean Connery.
Rest in peace, Sean Connery.
Yeah, fuck. Died at 90, you know what I mean? Said that he died in his sleep, peacefully surrounded by his families, or family. I don't think there's anything, like, under my... Yeah, I know.
If you...
So, yo. Yeah, surrounded by his family and stuff like that. Rest in peace, Sean Connery. I've watched his movies for my whole entire life, man. So I did put together a little top five of my Sean Connery movies. This is not in order. This is just a casual list. So please don't come at me telling
me. So just
me
say your five favorite. You're going to say top five.
Well, yeah, you're right. My five favorite is what I should have said, because I do not want niggas to come through and tell us how many subscribers we don't have.
Right, because fuck y'all niggas.
Fuck y'all niggas. Because
we don't have that many subscribers, but your bitch
subscribes.
On YouTube
when we're a podcast, but
yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I will post a YouTube video every 6 months.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Get off it. Anyways, it didn't hurt us. We're not salty. We're just talking about it for 20 minutes for no reason.
We're not salty.
Out of a review that was posted two months ago.
A little Lowry's. We might have a little allspice, but we're not salty.
So my top five. My five favorite Sean Connery movies are going to be Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, yeah,
I just love
dope.
That movie. I thought he was fucking funny in that movie as Harrison's dad.
Yeah, one of those things is like, that's one of the movies that I was like, oh, I don't like it. And then the older I got, the more I appreciated it more than Temple of Doom.
Yeah, I don't know about more than Temple. You know what? The trials and shit that he has to go to. Yep. There's some definite cool shit in that one.
The writing in Last Crusade is better than Temple of Doom.
Yeah. No, I especially when it comes to Sean Connery.
Yeah,
parts,
character development is better too.
So my next one's going to be The Rock. Remember with
Alcatraz.
The glass? Yeah, with the glass bubbles that could like... That was a Nick Cage movie.
Nick Cage, yes.
Yeah, I
love
that movie.
That was actually a good movie.
Yeah, I liked that movie back in the day. I did.
Okay.
I liked The Rock. It was a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Entrapment.
Halle Berry?
Catherine Zeta-Jones was hot as a motherfucker back in the day in that movie.
KZJ. You got to send me that one. Oh, okay. I know it, but I'm...
Entrapment. That's the one I think where she does that laser shit and he's like ogling the whole time.
Oh, where they're burglars.
Yeah, they're burglars.
And
exactly.
That laser shit went in pop culture because then you saw it on everything.
Yeah, everybody in her body and her moves and shit. Yo,
oh, yeah.
Catherine was top shelf. My next favorite movie is going to be
Wait, before you go there.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine... Because that was a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Could you imagine now our physical image of what we like in girls now? Like, every fucking 6 seconds, her ass would be setting off the laser.
Yeah. She got ass, but she don't got ass. Girls who like 2020 and not
ass.
Burgling nothing. They giving up WAP for shit.
You ain't burgling shit.
You giving up WAP.
Yeah. 2020 bitches be dripping.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's WAP. I think that's clap. But they just be dripping.
Either way. So the next one's going to be a bit of a geek pick on my favorite Sean Connery movies of all time, and that's going to be Highlander.
Oh, wait, I gotta give you one of these for...
Do you remember the movie Highlander?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, where he was the immortal dudes
the
with
one.
The fucking... Yeah, exactly.
The last one.
The last one. Exactly. Gonna go with that one. And then the last one, my top movie. I know it wasn't a top five list, but it had to go at the end because it has to be number one on whatever list it is, and that is his stint in Bond.
Yep.
And in particular, I'm gonna go with Goldfinger as the movie.
Is that where the girl came out on the beach with the white outfit?
I don't remember the reason why is because when I was looking up the movies and kind of trying to remember what they were about, this is the one where he says martini, shaken, not stirred.
Oh, that's where it started.
This is the one where he busts out the gadgets. So the modern view of what you see Bond
is
started
Connery.
In Goldfinger. So that's why I went as that. But really just Bond movies in general. Him and Bond was dope. Except for the ones that get a little too dated for me.
For Bond?
Yeah.
Like, not Sean Connery. So you're talking about
Well, some of the Sean Connery, the early, earlys.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, yeah, like just some of them I just don't feel every single Bond movie.
I feel you. Yeah, I get you. But, I get so, you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, man. So rest in peace. What did you think? Do you remember Bond? Did you like him?
I like Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. Bond. But he was the quintessential Bond forever. I was gonna say Sean Connery. Like, any new Bond would be like, no, it's good as Sean Connery.
If I have three Bonds, it's Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan, and that funny looking dude. The new nigga. Yeah, the funny
Daniel Craig.
Dude. Is that him?
Are you talking about the white dude, or didn't the Nick play the new?
No, the white dude. I haven't seen anything with the black Bond.
No, yet. Me neither.
But Daniel, did that come out? Is Daniel Craig the dude that was Solstice or something like that, or the latest one?
Yeah, he was the last one who was, yeah, yeah. Some
M
people
died.
Yeah.
Him. I like Daniel Craig because Daniel Craig was Bond on realistic levels. They made more realistic shit. Where yeah. Like he's going to die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With Brosnan and Connery, you're like
it was
Bond's
still
not
superhero.
Yeah, but
it still had a superhero element where, Craig, you know, like.
But when Daniel Craig walked off the train as the train was getting pulled off.
Yeah.
When I saw that scene, I'm like, yo, that's my new Bond, fam.
Yeah.
That was dope. You know what I'm saying? But I fucks with that. The thing that fucked me up is last night, Shorty and I, after we came from the shawarma place, sat down. We're looking for shit to watch and couldn't find anything to watch. And because I have a Prime, Amazon Prime, because I spend too much money ordering shit, we have Prime Movies.
Okay.
And on Amazon Prime Movies is Untouchables.
Oh, yeah. Which, you know what? That really should have made the list.
But
because that was a fucking sick movie.
It's a sick movie. And we watched it, but the writing isn't that good.
Oh, it got dated.
It did.
It got dated.
Because it doesn't look forced.
Yeah.
But you could tell it was written forced.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the end of the day, Sean Connery played his ass off. And the thing that hit me, I was like, babe, you know, I swear to God, Sean Connery was like 72 when he made this.
Yeah.
Right? Because it came out in like 84, 85
yeah,
or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's an old movie.
Yeah, it's an old ass movie. Kevin Costner,
yeah.
Young as fuck. And we watched most of it before we went to bed early as fuck, we're old as fuck.
Because that the one about Capone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's about Elliot Ness.
Well, yeah, no, sorry,
yeah,
but
Capone's
that's who he's
in
chasing.
It. Yeah,
right?
He's chasing Capone.
Yeah, and that was just a sick. That yeah, I remember when that first came out. That was the movie.
It was, man. That was the shit. And De Niro's performance was crazy. Even though there was like, I think in total it was maybe like 6 to 8 minutes in total he was in that movie as Capone.
But it was still
impactful. Yeah. I fucks with Sean Connery. I gotta give Sean Connery. I fucks with Sean Connery in movies that motherfuckers were like, that's not a good movie. I fuck with Sean. Of course, The Rock is a dope movie. Sean Connery in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Okay, so that was one of the movies too, but I couldn't have it on top five.
You can't have it on, but it's Sean Connery is an old man that will whoop your ass.
Yeah, because he was dope in the League.
He was dope in the League.
Yeah.
And when, so League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the Bonds and everything like that, and when I read this morning that he died and I looked into it, I'm like, yeah, Sean Connery is the only motherfucker that would beat the fucking shit out of Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
So he had to die of natural causes at 90.
Yeah, like, exactly.
He's the one dude where it's like, oh, he had cancer. No, he didn't.
No. Just in his sleep.
In his sleep, peacefully, surrounded by people at 90. At the end of the day, and the life that he lived.
That's all you can ever fucking ask for.
They dragged him because I think he had a Playboy interview where he talked about slapping a woman is okay. But this was like when he was doing Bond
shit,
or something like that.
When that was okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to give an RIP to Sean Connery. Sean Connery's dope as hell.
Rest in peace, Sean Connery. You know what I mean? Be remembered. And you know what? I just want to give a little side note, and that is Sean Connery, there's certain stars that I just didn't think would die in my lifetime. Like,
Sean
even
Connery
though he
was
mad old.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I just felt like, you know, another nigga was like Regis.
Really?
I thought he was going to outlive me. Like, there's just a few staples who I'm always surprised and reminded that mortality is real.
Morgan Freeman's gonna be one of them.
Yeah, think about it.
Sam
he's
Jackson's
starting to look,
gonna be one of them.
Yeah. Well, Sam Jackson, I think he's got some years yet.
I'm not gonna say they're gonna die soon.
No, but you're just saying that there's a good chance
in
our lifetime.
If they
pass before us,
we're gonna be like, oh.
Shit.
And we may be there. Like, we may be at the point where it's like, oh, this is mortality. We may be 60.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fucked up. So, yeah, rest in peace, Sean Connery. I just wanted to bring that up because, yeah, I just found that interesting. Because when I heard it, I was like, what?
All day.
How?
Day. Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, he was 90. I'm like, so? I don't know. Sean Connery. Like, nigga just never really seemed old. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
He didn't seem
it.
But he was old, but he didn't seem old.
Yeah, he wasn't rickety. No. You know what I mean? So,
like yeah. Said, rickety.
Rickety.
Mm. Okay. RIP is Sean Connery. Let's go to this. OnlyFans models shoots back at armed burglars that tried to rob her.
Okay.
This is
so funny. What's give me the angle.
So, a Miami Instagram model, of course, she's known for OnlyFans content and what she put on there. She saved her family when she shot at burglars who forced their way inside of her home. Ansley Pacheco, I apologize, I butcher her name. I'm not good with that shit.
Oh, good.
She was at home October 4th when two armed men entered her home. The burglars who had apparently been stalking her property were able to gain access after a guest was let in through the front gate.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was watching the NBA finals with her friends when the attack happened. She was in the bedroom with her son, where she grabbed her gun from the nightstand. She opened the door and was face to face with one of the burglars. She said, "Hold." She said, "He told me to put my gun down. I just shook my head no, and then I said, 'Don't shoot me. My son is in here.'" The man opened fire on her bedroom, hitting her nightstand, her headboard, and the TV.
Mm-hmm.
She returned fire, causing the burglar to run away. The two men shot back at her. So she started firing back.
Golly.
And then she ducked in, and then her husband and his homeboy came in, grabbed the gun from her, and then chased this burglar out shooting.
Yeah.
The armed men reportedly stole over $100,000 in jewelry, including $50,000 gold chain, $33,000 watch. Her family and the guests say they didn't recognize the armed men. But at the end of the day, when I saw that shit, they had masks on.
Of course.
Now, I got video.
Run the tape.
Now one of the scariest home invasions you'll probably ever see. Two masked gunmen barge into a house with guns blazing everywhere. As a mother hides in a bedroom trying to protect her 7-year-old son. Les Trent explains what happened next.
It's a heart-pounding home invasion. A young mom opens the bedroom door and is met by a barrage of gunfire. The drama started when a guest of the homeowners pulled into the driveway of a swanky home in Hialeah, Florida.
I think she didn't have pants on at that point.
Appear out of nowhere and force the driver inside. The homeowner is there with a bunch of pals.
This thing is said. So was her pussy out? Like her whole pussy, nigga?
Well, they blurred it.
Hold on. We're going to go like this. And stop it. And then.
Re-engage.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just cut that shit out.
The re-engagement.
As he's invited over to watch the NBA finals when the armed robbers burst in. They ordered everyone to the floor.
Oh, shit.
Mom Ansley Pacheco was in her bedroom when she heard the chaos in the family room.
I said, "Don't shoot me. My son is in here."
"Don't shoot me. My son is in here."
One gunman opened fire.
Shout out to Inside Edition. I said, "Don't shoot me. My son is in here." "Don't shoot me. My son is here." Inside Edition knows how to get they scoops.
Absolutely.
He started shooting at me. They shot at me about six, seven times.
That's when she grabbed her handgun and fired back. That's when her husband and his buddy took the weapon from her and went after the thugs. Still in shock, the Pacheco family screamed in terror. Thankfully, no one was injured, but Ansley Pacheco's home is now riddled with bullets. WSVN-TV reporter Sheldon Fox pointed out the number of holes.
Yeah, that's enough of that. That's it.
Yeah.
So my thing is this. Like, calm down. I don't want all of you. Calm down. Are we getting to the point where, so we got COVID, we got people making all their money online, doing what they have to do, everything like that. There's really no, like, online really has no anonymity.
Yeah.
You can ping somebody's location. Yeah, docs and shit like that. Are we allowing people to be too close into our lives with the shield of the internet now?
Well, it's tough because you almost have to now, especially if you want to be like some sort of online content creator.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one's trying to pay for big studios and shit. Like, motherfuckers could just have an OnlyFans in their bedroom and then have a bedroom like that.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything anymore.
No. Well, with the doxing and shit, it's kind of scary and shit like that. Especially if you're rich, man, you gotta keep your shit off. You know what I mean? I don't know. What do you think?
It's tough because of what we do,
mm-hmm.
and where we're going. We're starting to realize that we don't really need the studio to do what we do.
Yeah.
We probably could do what we do better without the studio, but then it's like, I feel like I'm kind of nervous. I got my wife. I got my kids. You know what I'm saying? My wife definitely does her online presence and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she's 7, turning 8. She's starting to be more aware of the TikTok influencers, the kids that open up toys on things like that. So she wants to start doing shit. And it's a scary thing where it's like, okay, if we start doing this, we start being influencers and someone recognizes us from where we are.
And then thinks that you got a bag and then all of a sudden you're getting home invaded.
I mean, I think keeping a pistol in the nightstand is the thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. I never once... That's
never been a doubt.
No. Regardless of my beliefs politically, like, guns is needed.
On a regular day, when even niggas that... If I worked at Sobeys.
Yeah.
Just keep a gun in the fucking thing.
Yeah, you know, man. What I'm saying? Look, that chick had her pussy out and still fought off, like, mad burglars.
And the thing that... when I watch this, and you watch it, and it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, this is what it actually looks like. If you fired a gun or had gunfire go off in a closed space.
Any kind of proximity.
It's not John Wick.
No, absolutely. It's no. You're scary, like shit.
If you see someone shoot a gun and God bless it doesn't hit you, but it hits somewhere where you can see, the point of you hearing that gun go off is the exact point of you seeing something fly off like of something.
Yeah, there's no reaction.
Oh, I'm ducking to this.
Dutching and dodging.
There's no John Wick. But it's kind
of... They either hit or they missed. That's real gunfight.
You either heard it or you didn't.
Yeah, like it's, it's not... Nah.
Like, and it's one of those things where the older I get, like I watched this, I was like, fuck. Like the empath in me was like, yo, what if one of these bullets hit one of the kids? What if they hit the girl? What if it was something different that wasn't on this thing, you know?
I agree.
It's kind of fucked up. But
that's pretty scary, man.
We're going through a point in time where motherfuckers want to get a bag at this point by any means necessary because a lot of their means have been taken from them.
Yeah. Maybe it's time to not really tell nobody where you stay.
Mm-mm. RIP Pop Smoke, that's what happened to him. He was,
What, they found out where he stayed and robbed him?
Yeah, so he was staying in L.A. I don't know what he was doing out in L.A., but he was staying in L.A. for something temporarily in the hills, Hollywood Hills. And he was videotaping a package or packages that got sent to him. And he managed to go, like, live streaming, sorry.
Oh, shit.
And it hit the address where he was at.
Yeah.
That night, he got robbed and killed.
You gotta be careful, man, because you like shit you don't think is showing is showing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're doing a thing in the front of the window or in your car in your driveway, and then somebody just peeps a little bit of that fucking
sign
or something, and it's over with.
And it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Motherfuckers will take your life.
To lose your life,
take
like
your life
that.
Over nothing.
So what, did they catch the killers in that case?
Excuse me. They're still at large. They haven't caught anybody.
I'm talking about Pop Smoke.
Oh, for Pop Smoke. I believe for Pop Smoke, they found.
Because how do they know that was that address leak was what led to it?
They two put two and two together. They saw him on Instagram Live doing his thing. They saw that And they kind of assumed that was it. So I don't even think, even if they caught the people, they didn't say what we saw it on there. It was one of those things where it's like.
I was just like, whoa, that's pretty crazy. But yeah, you can't let that. Yeah. But niggas trying to come up.
It's crazy. So RIP Pop Smoke. And regardless of what y'all think about fucking OnlyFans or anything like that, I'm glad that this lady and her family, everybody's good.
Yeah. And I don't see, what's the problem with OnlyFans?
It's got that stigma. You know, motherfuckers. You know how simps are.
Yeah, I get. I get it. Then don't watch it. And then these simps. Bitches don't get paid.
Yeah, I don't have. Are you subscribed to anybody's OnlyFans?
No, absolutely not. Me neither. I ain't never even been on it. And I'm not just trying to be like, I don't even know where the bitches be at. I'm just trying to be like, I've actually never really been on it.
Yeah,
I would. Like for me, I would be like, my browser would be open. And then I would be like going to hit the O for OnlyFans, but then I would just hit the P instead and get it all free.
That was a big shirt. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like
the, with the XVID and then my autofill.
Oh yeah, XVIDs. I X-videos, forgot about
X-Vids. That's the shit.
Because every time X-videos I put every time I put X in, my shit goes to X hamster.
You do the hamster?
I don't do a hamster, but I know what, I mean, on this show. I feel like they
nigga,
got to
I ain't gonna Richard Greer you.
Greer. I was like
Greer, whatever his name is.
No, but the fact is yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But hey, to each his own, man.
Is that you, nigga?
It was.
Oh, you dinging, nigga?
Yeah, I know. I didn't.
Oh, you gotta put it on silent. So you can't put the four cams on silent? It doesn't have that ability.
Of course it does. I just didn't because I was like, fuck it. Important shit comes through this motherfucker. Okay, it's silent. All right, but yo, regardless. Man, where were we?
You and hamsters.
Oh yeah, fucking about ex-hamster.
Yeah.
Not me and hamsters, dumbass nigga. Anyway,
wait, hold on. That's a little much.
You're right. I meant like you bastard. I don't know. I was kind of caught for words.
I laughed at first because I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah,
but then
I just meant like you.
Wait a second. I don't want these simps jumping on our fucking our YouTube talking about this. Why you don't have more subscribers? Because you don't think this nigga has intelligence.
Why do I have a feeling this show's name is going to be No Subscribers?
No Subscribers.
It's just a YouTube channel with the fucking zero for the nameplate.
These niggas is sick. No wonder they don't have any subscribers.
Fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. Look how angry we get.
Fuck
it was
you.
Just like, yo, nigga, dox.
All day. Hope a nigga run in your house and try to shoot your naked bitch. It's a cold fucking thing to wish on.
Yeah, that is cold. Just because he said we had no subscribers, which. Yeah, but anyway, it's still cold, nigga. Still cold.
We going to hit the next one?
Yeah, sure. You want me to hit it up?
Yeah, I
only got one more.
We got a new record. I'm gonna do a new recording every time we hit it up.
Okay, so. The headline for this one is she died. Yo, just hold on.
It's all good. I'm sorry. Can I laugh at you?
Yes, you can.
Once or twice?
God she died. Absolutely. She died after voting early. Now her ballot won't count. So here's the story, and I wanted to know what you thought about it.
Okay.
So a 20-year-old who had been fighting bone cancer for the last decade cast an early vote for the upcoming election, but a few days after casting her ballot, her condition worsened.
Oh, no.
She went back to the hospital and died in late September.
Mm-hmm. When did she vote? How early can you vote?
You can in the States, you can vote early.
Okay.
And she did vote early. So she is one of the several dozen Wisconsinites whose votes will be canceled because they passed away after voting early. According to the State Elections Commission data provided by CNN to the Public Request, states around the country are divided on whether to count votes from people who cast an early ballot and then die before election day. At least a dozen states allow it, and more than a dozen others reject it. And laws in other states are unclear. So what do you think, man? You think it's fair, or do you think you should be able to cast a vote that counts and then pass away and your vote still count?
Good question. First of all, I think all 50 states should be aligned.
Yeah, that's what. Why did everything got to be different everywhere?
Everywhere.
It's almost like, I get it. Like, you don't want shit to sweep the whole country where needs are different in different places. But goddamn, the differences.
Like, every time I see something, and it's like, da-da-da, but in Delaware, this would happen. But in Washington State, da-da-da.
Yeah.
But in South Carolina, it's like, yo.
Just make a mandate for the whole fucking country.
Because y'all are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, like, it's.
You're voting for
the
someone.
Same candidates.
So allow the rules of voting. Because everybody, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, bottom line, lowest common denominator, are voting. That's it. You're just voting.
Yeah.
So when it comes to voting, allow the voting to be a federal jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And all the rules fall under federally.
Yeah.
If there's small nuances, like there's a place in Alaska where you have to be picked up in a dog sled. I don't know.
Yeah.
But don't be like, okay, well, in this state, if you vote and die, your vote still counts. But in this state, if you vote and then die, your vote doesn't count. What?
Yeah,
there has to be some kind of
parity. Like, come on. I know. I agree. That's exactly. when I was discussing this with Adri, that's what we talked about. Like, why can't shit just be the same?
Yeah, across the board. It's almost
like, and even like things we brought up, even Canada's drinking law. Like, I'm 18 and then I drive for 20 minutes and all of a sudden now I can't drink. And all of a sudden I go 20 minutes this way, I get fucked up. Like, it's just make shit, give parity, man. I don't know why they have to. When it comes to
those large scale, all people affecting things.
Yeah, like, it's dumb. But, so my argument, I guess here would be my two arguments and then maybe you can choose between one.
Okay. Yeah, help me.
My argument would be, your vote should count. Because you were alive and you voted and all the votes should count.
Yeah.
But then my counter argument would be, well, you're not alive to suffer the repercussions of your choice. So why should we let your choice? Like,
but when, I was, like when
we were talking
like,
about it, when we were talking about it, because Adri was like, oh, it should count. And I was like, well, she's like, well, what if it's the one vote that tips the scales? And I'm like, exactly. But your vote dictated the fucking direction of the country and then you die. And what if you voted for wild shit? Like,
but you die when?
Well, after the vote's cast, but before the election.
Okay, obviously. So if it's, but that's in this case.
Yeah.
But for your counter argument, if you die, when? When do you die to where your vote is no longer counted? Because let's say,
well, I would assume after the election it's a done deal by then.
But even before after the election it's a done deal because your vote's counted, right?
Yes.
But before the election it's a done deal because your vote is counted.
True.
If it's an early vote. Now I'm not too hype on.
I voted early, so it was counted.
It was
early.
That's
the point.
It's one of those things where it's like even because she was battling bone cancer.
For 10 years.
So she knows that she may not
Which
live.
Is probably why she went as early as possible.
And she's probably not voting for her benefit. She probably has family members she's voting for to where it's like, okay, I'm probably have two, maybe a year left.
Mm-hmm.
So my vote I want my vote to benefit my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand, or whatever.
Yeah.
So what I feel is like when you cast that vote,
mm-hmm.
that's like, that's Flintstone shit. If I take my shit and I chisel it into the stone, whether I'm dead or alive, my shit still chiseled into that stone. I feel like regardless, if you cast that vote and it's counted, dead or alive, it should stay and count because at the point when you wanted to be an influence on your country, you did it. That's
okay.
How I
feel. And then I guess if the majority's with you, because it's with not
you,
like...
Yeah, but with you or against you, you still casted your vote.
Yeah. And actually, you know, the angle of trying to steer the direction of the country for your grandchildren or your family or all the people left, hey, that's valid, man.
Yeah.
Like, that is a valid thing.
That's the reason why we recycle and shit, isn't it?
True, but there's just a part of me that thinks if you vote in some wild shit, but I mean, again, the majority would have to be with you for it to pass.
But if you vote in some wild shit and you still alive, it's wild shit, nigga.
Yeah, but at least if you vote in like Nazi Germany, you have to live through it.
Right, but
you can't vote for the Holocaust you kicking off tomorrow, nigga. Like, that sucks.
Right, but okay, so it does. But at the end of the day,
I was alive.
I feel like good and evil, this is fucked up.
Okay.
This is a fucked up thing I would say, but I feel like good and evil needs an equal playing ground.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just so you have that litmus test, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You need it. There has to be a spectrum, or else what would exist?
Exactly,
right? But the middle. Like,
so,
I get you.
I mean, if you vote for the Holocaust, which I would never vote for, you know what I'm saying? But if you vote for the Holocaust, you should have just as much stay power as if you vote for Serenity Now.
But I get you. I feel your point. But okay, look, let's put it this way. Say, they're voting on whether, like on food, for example.
Okay.
So you got 50 niggas on your side. They're all voting to keep Shawarma King.
Mm-hmm.
50 niggas want only healthy options like liver and onions.
Is that healthy?
I don't know. It sounds healthy. It does, nigga. It's a vegetable and fucking.
Yo, I didn't
lean,
mean to stop you, fam.
Fucking,
I mean, it is a lean meat.
Yeah. I don't even know if it is. I hate liver. That's why this is a very valid
one. My stepdad used to cook liver and onions all the time.
And the shit stank up the shit. It tastes like iron and shit. I hate it.
But at the end of the day, like, I like.
If I was hungry, that's the story of my life, nigga. If I'm hungry, then foods are a lot better. Like, I hate fish. And then, like, the days that I was hungry, my mom would always be standing up and be like, I thought you didn't like fish. So I'm just like, is there any more fish? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's day six without food.
So, 50 niggas vote Shawarma King. 50 niggas vote liver and onions.
Right.
I'm on my deathbed. Mm-hmm. I vote liver and onions. Are you living? You're going to be like, yo, fuck that nigga. He's dead.
The nigga's dead, but...
we have to respect his wishes.
Did you vote when you were alive or did you vote when you were dead?
You can't vote... I gotta sip this drink. You can't vote dead, obviously.
That's my point. No, no, listen. We know the United States. A lot of dead people vote in the United States.
Maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
But if you cast that, and at the end of the day, yes. I'm not that, like, gung-ho in democracy. Because I'm not hugely political.
Okay.
There's a lot of things about different sides of politics that I agree with. There's things on socialism I agree with, things on democracy, and but then it's like, well, democracy and socialism isn't different. You know, you got capitalism and then socialism, da, da, da. But there's...
I know what you mean, though. Yeah. You're more I'm on wavering. The... Like, you believe in... I find, you know, lately when I've really been examining it since all this shit happened, I definitely have to say here and now, I'm probably definitely more left.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, I'm utopian.
Well, what? This nigga's trying to take us to Wakanda and shit?
Yeah, I wish for Wakanda, but no, I won't get it.
Oh, okay. I'm fair utopian. Enough.
But at the end of the... And I do practice my right to vote.
Yeah.
But on the municipal scale.
Okay.
I don't really... Because I know federal...
Who gives a fuck?
But I give a fuck, but I know that my
vote... No, but I mean like...
Your vote's really not doing too much.
That's what I meant. That's
but when it comes to the city and your town ombudsman, hear ye.
The people who are actually affecting the change in the neighborhoods you actually live in.
The schools and everything. I put my vote into that shit like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But I feel like regardless if I'm voting for the Holocaust, I'm probably not voting for the Holocaust because I want people to die. I'm probably
or at least not all.
Right. People. I'm probably voting for the Holocaust because in my twisted and demented fucking mind and heart, I feel like that is the best for the future of whatever my lineage is or the people of my creed.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? And regardless if it's some wild out fucked up shit, I feel like if someone was alive to cast their vote,
then it should be respected.
Their vote should be respected.
Cool.
Even if it's someone that voted for something fucked up like the Holocaust, you should, should have the equal playing ground of the good.
Like it was saying, if that's what the majority went with anyway, you know what I mean? Then it was the majority. Like whether they die today, tomorrow. So I do feel what you're saying. I just want to clear up one point before we get niggas running through the door saying we don't have any subscribers. I wanted to say, even though I'm kind of, I am definitely left-leaning in a lot of my political stuff I've learned, but I would still vote for the candidate who benefited me most, whether, that's why I would say I'm more, that's why I say left-leaning. I'm not left, a leftist, or like, you know what I mean? I'm just left-leaning from my central position, absolutely.
That's... And it's one of those things where it's like one of the blessings of being Canadian living in Canada is where you can be on different parts of that bird.
Yeah.
Whereas it feels to me, and I could be wrong because I try not to be as deep into American politics as the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people in Canada are so deep into American politics, they neglect their own.
Yeah.
To where it feels like, to me, American politics, you only have one or two. I know there's write-in ballots. I know everywhere where you're voting for the president.
Nah, but that's all garbage, ones, man. But that's to improve the country and all countries who say they have democracy. So not just saying this because, like, I'm acting like I know what's best for the U.S. or whatever. But I think somehow implementing a three-party system that survives is essential.
I don't know how you bring that in.
Yeah, but just giving that third option, like, just, I mean, they could all be horrible. I know that could happen. But
you have the
more
good,
of a chance
bad,
of somebody trying
the,
to, yeah, the maybe or
your
the whatever
side,
or
my side and the truth.
Yeah,
I feel like when you have three, one has bipartisan. One has to be better than the other two.
Yeah,
and that's gonna take a lot of research and shit.
Because yeah.
you can't. Because even if you have one for Holocaust, one for slavery. Whatever the third person picks.
Yeah, it's got to be better.
Right? It could be fucking penile exams with a fork every 6 months. It's a little bit better than the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And slavery. It's fucked up.
Yeah, but I get you. That was, wow.
But you know,
this
that
thing
was
is,
extra. That was extra.
You can tell it's Halloween in this bit.
Bro, I was thinking about like the
this
one.
This talking about forking penises now.
Yeah, something I don't want to go through.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But yeah.
So... Yeah, I guess every vote should count, and I like the angle that you took on that. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting, and I guess maybe, yeah, my mind's changed a bit.
Your mind?
Well, no, I just thought...
Hold on. I got to get me one of these.
Because I do think that, yeah, man, if I'm alive, when I'm alive, then my shit should be respected because I was alive until today to cast my vote. And I should have a say. Like, shit, I'm responsible for the direction of the country up to this point.
My thing is this, though. Now, this is what's fucking me up about this.
Okay.
She passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew she passed away to revoke her vote.
Yeah, like, they went in and were like, yo, ask that quick.
All these people doing this, like, all this, you watch the news and everything like that, it's like, oh, there may not be enough staff.
Yeah.
To count these pre-votes. Oh, there may not be enough this. There may not be enough that. There's enough people to watch these pre-votes and then recoup to make sure you're still alive?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like,
there's
where's
some
the resources?
Extra shit happening. There's some extra shit happening on this. To like, if you, like, at the end of the day, if you voted, like, there's people that go to war and die.
There's like 200
and their family
million.
Don't fucking find out till like 2022.
Yeah.
But I voted and I died and you know...
To take my shit out
days
now?
Days later.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or September to October, so a month.
So
month
you had
later.
A month to figure it out. But still, like, you're cross-checking every voter? No wonder you don't have the resources.
Right. And you're
you
cross-
have to, what, like, check all the death certificates to make sure that they didn't early vote? Like, or is that something you check off down there? Like, I just...
And if you're cross-checking every voter, what's really going on?
Yeah, like, where you're
doing
trying
more
to...
than just cross-checking yeah. voters.
Yeah.
What is really going on with the American democratic system?
Yeah. Oh, we already know. Democracy.
Bro.
Yo, when it's like,
you,
yo,
the
I just don't like
the
fact. I don't like the fact. And I just don't like the fact when people's votes don't really matter.
Yeah.
And it really comes down to the Electoral College or whatever. That, how's that democracy?
I tried to. So this is what fucked me up. I was watching. I was watching something on YouTube, and then it was like, oh, find out how the Electoral College is the only reason why. That, and so I'm like, okay, let me go down this quote-unquote rabbit hole.
Yeah.
No.
No what?
It was so convoluted.
Yeah.
And so extra. I'm like, this.
Basically, they're going to put in who they want to put in.
Who can watch this and actually think that? What they do
is
matters.
Democracy. I know it's the craziest shit. And I've asked everybody because I didn't even care about politics till recently. I've asked everybody, and everybody's just like, and I'm like, okay, how is this? How is there not like enragement?
Yo, if you know why? Because America.
Yeah. They
because
just fucking
the patriotism,
spray down and shit.
Yeah. If you go against America's ways, you're not a patriot.
This is gonna be really obscure, and I'm sorry to kind of waste our time with this, but it's just
me.
Something that I noticed. So I was going through some old episodes of Judge Judy because I like the show.
Judge Judy pissed me all the way off. Go ahead.
Okay, so I know because she does piss you off, but then when you really think about it, she's not wrong that often. I'm sure she has a fucking team of legal people reading the cases, but I'm like, yo, when you come right down to it. There's a few times I was like, yo, you dumb bitch. But generally, she's right. But anyways, that has nothing to do with what I was going to say. So I was looking through it. The only reason why that matters is because I had it on my PVR and I brought up an old video. And it ended up being preempted because it was Donald Trump showing that he had that he was recovered from the coronavirus, and they literally had this dude on a balcony, and he's just standing over, and it's just like all the press, and he's just standing there, and he's like, and breathing and showing everybody that he's fine, and you know he's all good after the corona, and it just looked so. If you don't think monarchs and kings exist, like the way he just came out, just like some Game of Thrones
shit. Like the Pope does this shit.
Yeah, and stood over, except for the kingdoms are so vast, they're right. Countries like America, that they don't have the subjects in front of him, just media voraciously sending these images back to the masses. Showing you that, yo, if you think monarchy and kings and choice, like, nigga, this shit is only a slight deviation of that old shit where they're just really running and choosing everything. Yeah. I don't know. I know that. I'm sorry. That's a very obscure thing. It's just the way I looked, and I'm not lying. This broadcast was probably 5 or 7 minutes, and the nigga didn't say anything.
You know,
he just stood there.
Knew who else did that, right?
And then he would step back. And then he would step forward and salute. And just the show to the masses, to his public, to the subjects.
That he was good.
I'm fine. Like, it's just like, yo, if you think this shit ain't running like that no more.
You know who else did that?
Who?
You know who else put, like, minutes upon minutes of silence and salutes before a speech?
Who?
Not to compare the two.
But
Hitler.
Yeah.
Hitler would come out, and this is one of the things, like, we had the conversation last week.
Yeah.
About the teacher that let me do Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Me and him would sit there and talk about Hitler and write about Hitler and da-da-da-da because apart from the horrible, horrible things that I had to put that in there.
Yeah.
That Hitler did.
It was throaty.
Was it throaty?
Very.
Very throaty. I'm hungry.
Word.
Hitler was one of the most brilliant leaders in the 19th, 20th, and 21st century.
Just too bad his message was so perverted, right?
His message was so perverted and his views were so fucked.
Continue.
Hitler and Trump have those similarities as far as they could come out and control the crowd. And I know a lot of MCs that do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it will be minutes before they even talk into the mic.
And people
and the crowds
just
are going crazy. They can control it. And that is an abundance of confidence.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go psychologically and a lot of things that go into that make you a good leader. Now, at the end of the day, regardless of what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You cannot argue the fact that Hitler and Trump are good leaders.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, they definitely have serious charisma no matter how you slice it.
Now, I'm not saying good, like, morally good.
No, but awe-inspiring nonetheless to their crowds.
And their crowds
follow them. And their crowds might think that that's morally good.
They might think it's morally good. They might, whatever they think, they're being led.
Yes. And that's one of the, points. Yes. And that's one of the points I also wanted to bring up with the Trump and the king thing. So if we take it back to feudal times and shit, the king had the final say at the end of the day. The people really didn't have a say. So I could see the uprises and revolts because they're sad. They're angry that the king. So they implement a system where people think they do have a say. But in the end, the king still fucking reigns. You know what I mean? And it was just so. And you know what? I don't want to put that on Trump. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say, oh, because it was Trump. I'm just saying any leader in power for a place like the United States is getting that kind of fanfare. It's crazy. Like, just that is, it's just so crazy. But yeah, man, I'm sorry. I had to bring that up because.
No, I like
it. It hit me and I was like looking at it and I was like, God damn, this is still on some old king shit.
Looks like some
Except
Game
for
of
subjects,
shit.
There's media. Yeah. Right? Because they could not possibly fit the country now. Because back in the day, like, you had small cities, you had things like, you know, maybe 3,000. Yeah, like now it's impossible. And just the technology that has gone to broadcast the king's message to his people of solidarity. Like, the nigga didn't even say nothing. Like, I don't know. It just hit me, man. I'm sorry.
And because we're really running short, and I feel like what we talked about, there's more to talk about, but what we talked about really carried us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, right now, the United States of America is voting for the lesser of two evils.
Okay.
And I know what everybody's going to say, but I truly believe because he's not a politician and because of how he bucks the system,
mm-hmm.
Trump may be a better vote than Biden.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, I think maybe Trump is.
And we're going to get a lot of hate mail. We're going to get a lot of motherfuckers talking about this is why we don't have any fucking subscribers.
Why you don't subscribe, niggas.
But we can't forget that Biden was used as a tool to get Obama in. And for lack of a better terms, Obama was the black donkey's carrot.
To a degree. Yeah.
And I think we had this conversation, like, we're going to see Obama doing a lot of things for our community after he's not shackled by politics and American politics, of course.
And I do believe that he tried, upon more research, I do believe that he did try to do more, mm-hmm. but he was stopped at every angle.
And
so
people are going to hate this, but Trump's reform system
mm-hmm.
and the amount of petty weed dealers that he got released from prison.
Yeah.
Some of the things that Trump has done for the black community or just black people in general have been a little bit more than what Obama has done. Because
was shackled.
Obama fell under that
shackles of politics. Because I used to really, really blame Obama, and I have a lot more research to do on this, but I do want to... Because I've heard he was blocked from a lot of shit.
So much. Remember, he was signing them. He was putting in the reforms.
Yeah.
Or and whatever. And then Senate was like, nope, sorry. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. Not that Obama didn't want to do it.
He just couldn't.
Right. And Trump's using a whole bunch of stuff that people say is illegal. Is this, that, and the third to get it done.
But the only problem is that, that's why. I don't know. I agree with you to a degree. They both fucking are horrible.
Yeah.
But... sometimes I still think Biden. Like I don't, not because I and think Biden. Tough. I think Democratic Party.
Yeah,
I don't but it's think tough, but then it's Biden because like, Biden's fucking terrible,
horrible. Trump and Biden are horrible, and I know what you're saying. Like you think Democratic Party, and I think Democratic Party too. But then I'm like, bro, like we see. Remember how the Democratic Party? We had this conversation last week. How they were?
Yeah,
they're the ones that started Planned Parenthood, and we know why Planned Parenthood started. Right? And
yeah,
it's like one
but
of those things
again,
where it's like you can flip the parties on its head and everything like that. But I'm sorry, I haven't even been talking into the mic, but I don't think there is for the next, I believe at least the next 8 or 12 years,
mm-hmm.
there's no hope for the United States and for the people. The regular everyday people of the United States, at least 8 years, are gonna go through some hard shit.
Yeah.
Hard shit. Regardless of who's president, who's in power, they're going to go through some hard shit. And I feel like when it comes to the United States and Canada needs to follow suit because we're always the retarded little sister that just tags along.
Yeah.
We need to start looking at municipal, city, and those type of elections.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, we need to start working up. Like, you know how now every Seattle game is the most exciting game you'll ever see?
Yeah.
It's because they started working from the ground up and looking at what's on paper and the people that are putting their boots to the ground.
Yeah.
And I think with it comes to politics, we got to do the same thing. We're going to suffer. But while we're suffering, let's start reestablishing our groundwork.
Yeah.
Our footwork, our basics.
Yeah.
And that's going to be city council. That's going to be our ombudsman. That's going to be our...
And the reason why that's where your vote really counts is because you have to look at a trickle-down effect at this point, right? Like, if the Electoral College is the one who truly chooses the president nowadays, well, now you need to understand how we get into the Electoral College. So, well, those senators are voted in from, like you said, the local. Like, so when you vote your local guy in, if he has a certain mindset, then he will, when he's doing his voting, will vote for people who have that mindset, which then will be in the Electoral College to vote in the president with that mindset.
Exactly.
So, I mean, there is a trickle down where your vote does kind of matter. But why hold a presidential debate, like, if it really doesn't? Like, just that part, it gets me. Because they need the optics, like, people have a choice, right?
Oh, most definitely, because someone needs to be the head of the snake.
Yeah.
And we're living in microwave times.
Yeah.
So people aren't looking at the, can't remember what it is, but, like, the micromanagement of their politics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm going to start voting from the bottom, and hopefully it trickles up.
Yeah.
And the longevity of it, because you will go through horrible, like, the Holocaust lasted for how long?
Like, what? The war was from, I can't remember the exact years of it. It was like
42 to 7 or something.
But it was like 39 to 49. Yeah. Like, it was a long thing.
It was a long thing that finally, through voting and getting different people into different influential positions of the allies, countries, and nations, started making a change.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was people in the United States and in Canada that turned a blind eye to what the fuck was happening in Europe. So that's what's happening now. Like, you're not going to get exactly what you want off bat. But people are saying, I don't like Trump because he had a bad start.
Yeah.
He has some horrible people that support him.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, I don't like Trump, I'm going to go for Biden. Biden's not going to be that much better for y'all.
No.
For anybody. And it's like, we had Obama. So, but I want to know, what did Obama do for Black people? And before we continue, we're going to stop and then we're going to go again. Cool. What did Obama do for Black people?
Well, that's the question. He was stopped from everything. So I don't know if that's
a fair
assessment. Yeah. Like, if I tried to do 100 things for Black people, but I was shackled every time and told what to do and all this stuff, I don't know. And even with the Planned Parenthood thing, I truly believe, like, I know that you were just like, oh, well, we know this and that, but I do believe that if it's before, like, 68 and some of that civil rights shit, I don't know. I do believe that that was a different Democratic Party. That's my belief, though, right? Like, maybe certain people don't believe
definitely,
it.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
But because some people think that political shift is not real, which, I mean, I don't know how you could look at the evidence and not see it. But
a shift is a shift.
Yeah, it shifted. So just like all, I don't know, the Democrats were, like, but that's no excuse for the crime bill.
It's no excuse for the crime bill.
And that's why Biden now is like, the crime bill was a huge mistake.
And, because we're going through a fucking, not we, but they're going through an election. And B, the shift is not an excuse for anybody to rest on their laurels.
Yeah.
And say, well, I'm going to go Democrat because Democrat's different. Because a shift had to have happened because people weren't paying attention. And the shift, I may be wrong, but I think the shift kind of happened around when JFK was assassinated.
Yeah, that was the shift. Basically, that was the shift.
Right. Now, we don't have anything big like that, but of course there's a shift, but people still need to pay, and it's tough because 4 years ago at this time, I'd be like, even a couple years ago at this time, we were talking about Canadian politics. I'm like, I'm not too usually political, but the more I look into shit and the more I see where our world's going,
the more it's kind of interesting. Thank you, COVID.
Yeah, interesting, and thank you, COVID. It's something where I'm like, shit
expanded your mind, like, without that. Expanded a choice my mind, to read.
And it's affecting my family more than what I thought it should be.
Yeah.
But that's where I sit. I think we sit at the same place, fam.
Yeah, for pretty the most much. Part. Yeah, no. We're not like on wild different sides. It's just lately I've become a lot more what the kids will call based.
Yeah.
Which means I don't.
Did you just say what the kids will call?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah, but I'm definitely a little bit more based, and that means that I've come to the realization that, yes, I do believe some of this shit, and if motherfuckers think that I'm this and I'm that, well, whatever, man. I'm just me, and I'm happy to... happy to fucking refute any points, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why lately, even now, I've... To the chagrin of many, I'm like, hey, man, I don't mind... To the chagrin of many... I'm like, well, BLM ain't that bad. Like, now that I kind of understand a little bit more and where politics are going and how things are, I think they did a wicked smear campaign. Like, that's great, right? You can't. It's hard to openly like BLM at this point. But at the same time, hey, it is what it is, man. I believe shit that I believe. Like, it is what it is, so.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you can't be a... But that was like, am I black? Yeah. Am I alive? Yeah. Does my life matter? Yeah. Can I say my life matters?
Yeah. That's one thing. It's an old saying that I heard a lot, but Adri uses a lot more than me, and that's all I got to really do is stay black and die, nigga. I don't got to do nothing. I don't got to vote for nobody. I don't got to do nothing.
Stay black and die.
That's it.
That might be the name of the episode. Stay black and die.
That's all I got to do, so.
If you're on Apple Podcasts, I need you to go to the podcast page. Leave a star rating from 1 to 5. Doesn't matter. Be honest and leave a review. That will definitely help us get out to more people. And if you're honest with the review, it will help us put out better content for the people that listen to us. Also, just to let you know, our podcast is 100% community funded. That means you are directly responsible for the best content that we can put out. If you go to pod.fan/IWantAllTheSmoke, you can donate or you can subscribe, and a subscription for as low as $9.99 a month, as low as a coffee a day, to help sponsor these two young brothers to put out the best content we can possibly give to you. Also, you'll get hella discounts off of merchandise, tickets to different events in your local area, and exclusive content that's not available to anybody else. That's pod.fan/IWantAllTheSmoke. That's right. So thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, rate, review, comment, let us know how you feel. And without any further ado, on to the show. I'm with you on that. So,
yo, I know we didn't really hit him with a full review, but why don't you tell niggas, why don't you sell niggas Busta a little bit so we have a musical portion?
All right, so we're gonna go Extinction Level Event 2.
Which is dope. I remember ELE 1.
ELE 1 was dope. ELE 2 is a Busta Rhymes album. It's a dope-ass album. It's one of those albums where it's like, there's a lot of artists where people are like, I want the old such and such back. I want the old such and such back. Mm-hmm. But then you listen to the old shit and it's dated. Busta Rhymes did not take this album and say, how fast can I rap for everybody?
Yeah, which was lyrically skillful, but getting old.
Getting old. Now, he did a little bit of that, of course.
Yeah.
But Extinction Level Event 2 is... undoubtedly, from production to lyrics to the whole feel of it, a Busta Rhymes album.
Nice.
If you're a Busta Rhymes fan and you were born in the 2000s, if you're a Busta Rhymes fan, you were born in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
You are going to enjoy this album.
Nice.
Because this is a Busta Rhymes album. Got almost it. Every beat you hear, you're is like, Busta-esque. There's nobody else.
That could rhyme on this.
This shit, yeah.
And even has, like when from the little tracks that I did hear, like even just the da 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 da, like even his cadences are just old school Busta.
Old school Busta.
Hit him, da da da. Like with the fucking, you know what I mean? It had like good elements. So old I'm definitely Busta. Dying to fucking pop that on the spotty as soon as I'm back in the fucking whip.
Most hunted, definitely. Most school Busta with that new school vibe still. And
I picture
shout
a couple
out,
good workout tracks on that joint.
Yeah, they got especially that Out of My Mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Out of My Mind or Out of My Head, sorry,
the Poison Flip.
Poison Flip. He has that one track with Anderson .Paak. And the one that got me to this is I guess.
Okay. It sounded like someone was literally continuing.
I thought that was you still.
Me singing the poison shit.
That
fucking tripped me right out.
But Anderson .Paak had a, I think it was for like a laptop company. I think it was for Alienware or something like that. But he made a beat. on this commercial. It was like a dope how he just like, oh, I like this, da da da. And of course, edited, but it was kind of dope.
Yeah.
But it was that Anderson .Paak made the beat for him and Busta Rhymes for you. The bus of you. It was like dope, right? So that one with him and Anderson .Paak. So just saying that is like, it's not just old school Busta, it's Busta, but it's Busta letting everybody know that he still is the form of water.
Yeah, like Busta, he still can spit his original Busta shit.
There's only a few artists I know that are like that, to where they just take the form of water and are still relevant in whatever's popping at that day and age.
Yeah.
And Busta's one of those ones where regardless of where hip-hop or the sound was, Busta was there.
Yeah, pretty much at this point.
Yeah, if you from The Coming to him and Chris Brown with the Look at Me Now. Look at me now.
Yeah, and then like put my eyes where I could see.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, this is one of the phases I didn't love, but lyrically it was dope. But then all of a sudden he was flipping keys every week.
Yep.
Like Busta's been through the culture.
Yeah, we had the conversation. Busta flipping keys on trap beats. It's like,
yeah, all of a sudden Busta, I don't believe you.
But it's like,
I thought you were wearing a fucking jumper suit with fucking Dink OD and 89. When did you need money and you fucking had packs in the back, nigga? Like, never.
What's Dink OD? Hit me. What's Dink OD, nigga?
That was one of the dudes and leaders of the new school.
Was that I know Busta and Charlie.
That, do you remember the third dude?
No.
You don't remember the little blackest dude in the group? He was short.
Nigga, I know. Do you know the third dude from Onyx?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you remember the third dude from the Three Tenors?
Well, I don't even listen to the Three Tenors, so
still,
no.
Still.
But I know the three dudes from Onyx.
Okay, so you have Fredro. You have Sticky.
Yeah.
You have my point, nigga.
No, nigga. That's wait. My point, nigga. I only got this kid. This kid brings up a fucking group.
Sunny.
Sunny wasn't in that.
Sunny did not. Sunny.
No. What was the one nigga's name?
Sun C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was Fredro Star? Sam B. Sammy B.
No. Sun C. Sun C. Sun.
Nah. It was Sam. I think it was Sammy. Okay, so I'm getting your point slightly. But still, Dink OD was dope, man.
No Dink OD, nigga. We know Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
We know Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
We know Charlie Brown because he had beef with Busta Rhymes. No, the goddamn Dink OD.
Okay, well, then you didn't listen to a scenario.
No, I listened to it.
Okay, well, one of them verses that you probably knew off by heart, Dink OD.
Which one?
I can't remember off by heart because I can't remember. This nigga wants me to fucking just like regurgitate lyrics like they're my own.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. But still.
Okay, so today, you looking this nigga up?
No, I'm looking up the third. Sunny Caesar.
Yeah, Sunny. What did I say?
Sun C.
I said Sun C.
So, yeah, that was pretty.
The darkest nigga from fucking Onyx.
Yeah, yeah.
That nobody fucked.
That fucking, in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was dope, though.
Same as fucking.
If that's the shit, Joe, get real stupid.
Let me tell you like this, okay? Q-Tip, Ali Shaheed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Ali
Shaheed
Muhammad.
Right?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody even mentioned Jabari, ever. Or whatever his name. What's his name?
I don't know.
That's my point. So nobody is fucking with. We don't have fair use on commercials. So
calm down, nigga.
So nobody.
They want us to play.
How's this nigga telling me to calm down? Because
they want us
I've
to play.
I've had the same motherfucking cadence through the whole shit. So nobody's talking about the fourth member of a Tribe, right? What is his name?
But he didn't rap.
Jamiroquai? Yeah, he did.
Not really.
On that whole fucking.
Not like Dinko.
The Dinko rap. Hit me, he's pulling.
Here you
up,
go.
Just so y'all know, he's pulling up a Tribe song right now.
No, I'm bringing scenario. They're Dinko D.
Isn't scenario a Tribe song?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I say you're pulling up a Tribe song.
Well, no, but what I was saying was,
hey, Cindy Face Mains PC.
I told you know his. I told you know even know shit. Dinko lyrics.
Okay, but I don't know Dinko.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he's not that unknown.
Pull up a Dinko lyric from.
See, he even spelled his name in the verse, which you know
because niggas don't know him. Pull up a Dinko verse from a Tribe song. Pull up a Dinko, not Tribe song. Sorry. Pull up a Dinko verse from
Leaders
New School. Yeah,
Happily.
Leaders song. He said happily. I know this nigga had it on deck. This nigga knew. That's
my next question. I have to type it.
Nigga, that shit popped up in your... Do you put spaces in your shit? That shit popped up in your shit, nigga.
Yeah. Boom. Cut out these... one of my favorite tribe songs. Now this... This is like, if you... If you think you know Busta and you don't know this,
this is classic
then
Busta.
You don't know nothing.
Dingle D and Brown. I don't know the lyrics. Okay, cool. Dingle D and Brown. Yes, okay. The old ass nigga knew there Dingle is. D. Look,
the nigga was smooth too. Yeah.
Okay, you know what fucked me up about Leaders? You there? Okay, cut this.
All right.
But you know what fucked me up about Leaders? Is Leaders of the New School really didn't know what lane to be in. Because they were so tight and close with Tribe and with De La, they didn't know if they were the Afrocentric niggas.
Or
but because
weird
they
boombastic
threw down
shit.
Weird boombastic. Or, and because they have Busta and Charlie, how their lyrics were just like, out the box and just like hard as fuck. They still had hard lyrics.
And I think
they didn't know where to. I think they didn't just know what lane they should have been in.
And I think the real problem was too is that from what I heard in the stories back in the day, the group was supposed to be all about Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
like he was the main dude. He was the dude they put all the money in. But then for some reason, fucking my name is Busta. Yeah, just his
row like a dungeon dragon.
Exactly, and that was a wrap. And so I heard that was part of what broke up Leaders too, just because of that dynamic.
And the fact that they were so close with Tribe, and then Tip was like, I think it was Tip and Shahid were like, yo, let's get him more predominantly after Midnight Marauders, right? So you have the Oh My God, and then you have the God Lives Through You.
Yeah,
you know
like
what I'm saying?
Just like Busta quotes, having him on shit. Yeah. Like it was a wrap from then, but... Yeah, man. Dinko D.
You got Today in Hip Hop History?
Sure does.
Hold on. Let me just go like this first. Before we do that, let me just stop. All right. Today in Hip Hop History.
All right. For me, Today in Hip Hop History is going to be kind of a little bit of a cliche one for me. Big Daddy Kane released his third album, Taste the Chocolate.
How did I know?
1990, because man, I told you that like my pops loved Big Daddy Kane, and he would buy me these tapes for Christmas.
Big Daddy Kane had the gayest shit.
What?
Okay, so Big Daddy Kane catered to women beyond anything I've ever seen in hip hop.
Yeah, but he also had anything so like, goes when it comes to hoes, because yo, pimping ain't easy.
No, I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about his visuals.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, at the end of the day.
Well, he was the smooth operator.
The smooth operator. He's posing in Playgirl. He's half naked on a lot of shit. I think there's one something where he's fully naked and just something covering his dick. Big Daddy Kane, if he was a dude, you really couldn't be like...
D'Angelo?
D'Angelo has some of the gayest shit, too.
Okay.
Like, you can't... Like, well, I don't know. You throwing it out. Like, I'm sorry.
I'm just sure that idol? Fucking...
Am I fucking with your idol?
Butt naked hoes is sucking his toes still.
Am I fucking with idol's idol?
Yeah, man, I love Big Daddy Kane. I refuse to believe that he ain't nothing like that.
I think he got little Hershey Kiss nipples.
Well, he's got regular nipples, but it's good that you could characterize them to a chocolate treat you like.
I don't like
don't
chocolate.
Don't fuck with Dave.
I don't like chocolate anything. First of all.
That's a lie.
I don't.
That's a lie.
You see me, it's not. It's true. I don't like chocolate.
Oh, you had some chocolate shit with pretzels. You were feeling it hard.
When?
A month or two ago.
Chocolate shit with pretzels?
Yeah, it was like a chocolate bar that you brought in. You were like, dog, I'm killing this with pretzels joint right now, nigga. And I was like, okay. Nigga loves this chocolate.
Keep telling me about your fucking damn hip-hop.
I already done it.
You had to bring it up and
clown the nigga for no reason.
I'm just saying, Big Daddy Kane has some of the gayest fucking promotions ever.
I will admit,
but it's catered to. But I apologize for fucking with your shit, nigga.
Well, I love
it. Now I was like, dog, go show me this chocolate. I don't remember ever saying shit.
You don't remember having the Hershey shit with the peanuts and the peanuts and pretzels?
No!
P&P, you were down with it. You were loving it.
Did I say something? No, listen.
Yo, what chocolate bar was it?
Did I say something just tastes good? Did I say something tastes good?
Well, you said.
Did I say it tastes good?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you just say you don't like chocolate?
I don't.
Okay, but did you then say that chocolate tasted good?
Was it chocolate?
No. I had to answer your question. Right. Did you say it tastes good?
Was it chocolate? Yes. Was it chocolate or?
It was chocolate with peanut and pretzels in it.
It wasn't chocolate. It was like
it was a chocolate bar.
It was like a white caramel and white chocolate, something like that.
Okay.
I think I know what you're talking about, which wasn't chocolate. Okay. I don't like the taste of chocolate.
I believe, except for that one chocolate bar. Big Daddy Kane's nipples.
And Big Daddy Kane's nipples.
I don't know. You mentioned them.
Nigga, the nigga got little ass fucking nipples.
Okay.
You the opposite of Cardi B. I'll take your word
for it.
I own that tape. I know you do.
For 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to still have to take your word that the nigga's nipples are weird.
You like Urgent Kisses,
nigga? I'm just saying. You like Urgent?
Okay.
Okay, I never equated the two.
What do you like about the album? This nigga on purpose did not have the fucking picture of the album brought up.
He has some redacted text. This is why we don't got no subscribers, nigga, because you lying on it. You lying on this motherfucker. I never had the picture.
I've always had my specific notes,
and you even clown me on it show after show.
Redacted. He has redacted text.
Oh, my God. It's not redacted. It's actually cut and pasted from the site.
He noticed Big Daddy Kane, Lil T.
Now I noticed it. Yo, this is why we don't got this guy. This nigga lying.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
All right, so what else did you like about the album?
No, that's my moment in hip hop history. It's not a review.
Oh.
I just remember the tape fondly. My dad used to always buy me the Big Daddy Kane tapes whenever a new one came out. And the posters, and I still didn't recognize
the big old Playgirl posters.
I still didn't recognize and see the nipples though.
You didn't recognize
that's the fucked up shit. That's the fucked up shit.
Yo, can I tell you something?
I would think the nigga on my wall big for years.
There's a point in my life.
And I'm sure if I had any kind of gay tendency. I would have looked at the nigga's nipples, but I just didn't. I'm sorry.
There's a point in my life. My pops walked into my room and said, why do you have so many niggas on your wall with their shirts off?
Oh, because Tupac and all them niggas with the pants DMX, hanging down.
Everybody, yeah. And my dad's like, what's going on here? I'm like, these are rappers. He's like, listen, you got all these half-naked niggas on your wall. And not one titty. He's like, listen, if you gay, that's cool, but I'm going to make fun of you every day that you live.
Oh, shit.
But I'm going to support you. If you're not gay, you can go to sleep with half-naked niggas looking at you. From that day forward, it was Penthouse, Smut, Hustler, Pussy's Wide. What video was that? What magazine was that where they was like, fuck it, a club magazine. Mm-hmm. It was like, you see the whole inside of the pussy.
Yeah, those magazines. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, it was weird. Nice. It was we gross.
We at the end.
But it was on my wall. It's like, fuck it.
Never mind.
Don't say what you're going to say. Fuck it.
Well, no, I was just going to, because equating the, never mind. It don't work.
I hate the, never mind. My today in this hop history.
This nigga sounded like Appleton is his blood. Like, goddamn. This, yes, yeah. Right, David. I swear to fucking God, rewinded a bit, nigga. You seriously were like, like, you didn't even say words.
You could have let that go.
I know.
You could have let that go.
Like, you let Big Daddy Kane go? Because that nigga is paying for a 30-year-old album cover, and this nigga acting like he wanna let shit go.
I ain't got no type of nigga. I ain't got okay.
Yeah.
Today in hip hop history.
For real.
I gotta give it up to this album.
Yeah.
This had all of us Crip walking in Cherry Lounge.
Yeah.
The Dynasty.
Absolutely.
Jay-Z released his fifth album, The Dynasty, Rock La Familia, October 31st, 2000, and I can tell you on October 31st,
mm-hmm.
2000, 20 years old, while being dressed up,
mm-hmm.
we banged out to this album. The drops came through in the club as it was released, like the singles and da da da.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly where I was October 31st, 2000. Somewhere on First Street.
Yeah. I remember that.
I don't know if it was Nala at the time. I don't know if I was at Bermuda Triangle. I don't know if I was Cherry Lounge, but I was there.
Yeah.
And it
me
we,
too.
We fucked this whole shit up.
Thursday night's album. Bermuda Triangle wet t-shirt contest. If you from Calgary in that era and you don't know that, I don't know what you was doing.
I sucked on more titty in Bermuda Triangle ever.
I had some of my craziest shit in Bermuda. Like some of the craziest shit.
But those are going to the archives. So yeah, Rock La Familia, Jay-Z, The Dynasty. This is one of my favorite Jay albums because this is where Jay's like, fuck it, I'm gonna be as braggadocio as possible.
Yeah, just
and I'm gonna let my crew fucking prove that shit too.
Yeah,
I love it. I think this one is his best album.
It's probably because he started to really come into his own and realize. Oh, no, because this was 2000, right?
Yeah.
So he was probably just really starting that pop.
Yeah.
Because one of the Jay-Z stories that I really liked is one of the reporter was like, how did you know when you made it? And he was like, oh, I was in Africa. And he was like, I had a show in Africa and we were driving down the street and the car was getting mobbed mm-hmm. by African people. And I was like, what the fuck is going on out there? And they were like, yo, they're here for you.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, my car is getting mobbed in Africa. I'm fucking here.
That's it.
Like across the world. Niggas are mobbing my shit. So that story still kind of gives me a little bit of goosebumps just to feel like to have that moment at one point where you're just like, God damn.
You remember DMX did that concert in Africa.
Oh, okay.
And it was like for, I'm going to say 2 point something million.
Yeah. Like, could you just imagine a sea of people?
Remember in the red shorts, overalls?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the famous, yeah.
Yeah, that's and he did Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah, and it was just like
didn't do any verse and the whole crowd did the whole verse yeah. and it was like 200 and something thousand people.
Yeah. No, bruh. Some of those seas of people where it's like I just want to do one festival where it's like crowd as far as the eye can see like mm-hmm. Could you imagine just that moment? Like the biggest show I ever did, we opened for Snoop Dogg and it was like 4,000 or 5,000 people. And when I walked out, it was just like, oh my God. Like the feeling you get. Could you imagine if all those people were there for you?
Oh yeah. I've done shows when we did the Ren MF show at the Marquee.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty by Nature at the Marquee. And I had a group of people. Now it's not, maybe say, let's say 20 people.
Yeah.
Now I'm probably being extra generous.
Yeah.
But when you have 20 people rapping your lyrics, they're at front stage.
That's the best moment. That's the best moment. When me and Jack Mills had It's Over on the radio, and we did a show and just like tons of people are just singing it all, we're like, wow.
That's dope.
But yeah, man, so that's your Today in Hip Hop history.
That's dope,
man. I agree that Jay-Z album was fucking, he was on fire, like couldn't stop back then.
Yeah, he ain't the GOAT. He's not my GOAT.
He's definitely in the GOAT conversation.
He's in the GOAT conversation. But I just found out. Like, there's so much things I wanted to get into and we don't have time. We'll talk about it next week.
All right.
I'll send you the pictures. Someone posted rappers compared to NBA ballers. I know you watch NBA more than I do.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Yeah, so I'd like to get your opinion on that
sure,
shit.
Sure, let's get it.
GOAT conversation. We have Weezy. Quote unquote endorsing Trump, but it has to do with the platinum plan
and the tax codes.
Tax codes, a whole bunch
all these
of
niggas
shit.
Are coming out because of taxes.
Yeah, so a whole bunch of shit.
And then
that,
all these other niggas are like, yeah, and they make like 20K a year,
like us,
and they ain't getting nothing. Like, right.
But we endorse
Trump.
Fuck
about? Yeah, because he's doing good for taxes.
Little boozy.
I mean, sure, some of
the
tax codes. Some of the tax codes he cut demolished the universal health care that we had. But fuck taxes.
Yeah, fuck taxes. Lil Boozy has been in the same SUV for years. Let's get this
over
quick.
If you go down and look at my whip right now, it's probably an SUV I'd take. So I ain't going. I ain't going to throw no shade on a nigga.
Where can we find you, fam?
Yo, you can find me on streaming platforms as your boy Idol. You know what I mean? EYDOL. We got Hazmat out. We got remixes coming out. Me and Will got some shit coming out. Gonna definitely get to recording that. Been writing and getting back to it, so we got that coming.
Yeah, yeah.
You can find me on pretty much all social media at Idolverse. If the handle is an at symbol, it's going to be at Idolverse. So you got your Twitter, your Instagram, and then you just straight up check me on my page, Idol, on Facebook. Just dropping shit, bars, whatever, looks, some little memes, promo, you know, hit it up. That's where you find me. What about you?
Bless up. I am Will Hayes on all social media platforms. Don't forget, you can find us, the conglomerate, the motherfucking consigliaries. I don't fucking know. Anyways, you can find us at
the
all
conglomerate.
The smoke. Hey, respect the conglomerate.
Yeah. That beat. Yeah, that's a fucking tough song.
All the Smoke Pod, Twitter, _ I Want All the Smoke on Instagram. Apart from that, search I Want All the Smoke. Shout out to everybody that came on our YouTube and wanted to talk shit. We had smoke for y'all, and we will have smoke for y'all, but right now we ain't got time for that shit. So, anybody who wants to talk about how much subscribers we have, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck your mama.
And we a podcast, not a YouTube channel.
Exactly. Other than that, we got anything else?
Nah, man.
So with that, we out this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.